The highly transmissible Delta variant is taking a toll, and Juneau's incident commander, Mila Cosgrove, says they want to get ahead of it.
And we do not want to get into a situation where our hospitals are completely overwhelmed or we're unable to keep up.
Starting at 5 p.m. Friday, stricter mitigation measures will be in place. Indoor gatherings will be limited to 20 people, masks are required, and social distancing is recommended outside. But Cosgrove says some exemptions are possible.
We want to work with the community. We don't want to stop life altogether. But right now, mixed groups of vaccinated and unvaccinated folks with masks off is not a very good idea.
Vaccinated people are still testing positive at a lower rate than those who haven't had the shot. They're also less likely to be hospitalized or die from the virus.
We are tired of COVID too, but being tired of something doesn't make it go away. We can't wish it away. We are still very much in a pandemic, and it's not the time to let our guard down.
Beginning Monday, there will be some changes to city services. Libraries will have reduced hours, and there may be other changes as the city reassigns staff members to emergency operations. At Bartlett Regional Hospital, beds are limited, and they're struggling to get seriously ill patients flown out of town. The hospital is looking to protect inpatient beds by suspending elective surgeries. Right now, Juneau's test positivity rate, the number of positive cases compared to a total number of people tested, was 6%. That means there could be undetected COVID-19 cases in the community. More than 82% of eligible Juneau residents have had their first COVID-19 shot, but regardless of vaccination status, Cosgrove says people should still get tested.
If you test at our local testing center, you will have your results in under 24 hours. You can also test at private providers in town. If you are symptomatic, do not go to the airport to test. We do not want symptomatic people in the airport.
Unvaccinated people who work around other unvaccinated populations are eligible for weekly screenings at the fire training center. People are encouraged to decrease time spent with people outside of their household and get tested 5 days after being exposed to someone who's positive for the virus. The city is also in regular communication with the cruise lines, but most of the recent cases have been among Juneau residents. Bars and restaurants will be at 50% capacity indoors and closing at 11 p.m. Cosgrove says she believes that's enough and doesn't expect to completely close any public spaces.
I think we would have to see a variant that made fully vaccinated people very ill before we would get to a full hunker down order, which would essentially place us back to the beginning of the pandemic.
Planning is underway for public health clinics to offer COVID-19 booster shots. Beginning in September, those who are 8 months out from their second dose will be eligible for those. If you're immunocompromised, you can get a third shot now. Children ages 5 to 11 could be approved for their first shot by November.
We got used to behaving as if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, and I think that caught up with us.
Ultimately, Cosgrove says she hopes the new restrictions are short-lived. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.